Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you're going to be listening to right here at youtube.com/ Steve Larson. Available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit the subscribe button and the notify bell next to it on YouTube if you want to get your daily Going In Raw notifications. We're also available, like I said, wherever fine podcasts can be found, including now on CastBox. It's a great podcast app that we now have a partnership with. Check it out. Leave a comment, subscribe to Going In Raw. It actually, look, it's completely free. It's a great way actually to support Going In Raw by subscribing to us on the CastBox app.
Yes.
Show them that our army is out there.
Yeah.
Army, that's a bit heavy.
Yeah.
Our friendos.
Yes.
Our community.
Yes.
Yeah. We're also available, also wherever other podcasts are found, so be sure to leave a rating or review or whatever they have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a free and easy way to help out Going In Raw.
Yes.
Completely non-free to help free way to help out Going In Raw.
Yeah, that's called the Patreon.
It's Patreon, patreon.com/ Steven Larson. But in return for paying, for financially supporting us, you get stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Do you have graphic?
Yeah, look at this. $20. One $20 reward thing. Friendo care package, comic book stickers, some posters, and a postcard signed.
Well, no, a poster. There's one poster.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. There's one poster.
With two sides.
With two sides to it.
Which forces people to make a choice.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I wonder if there's a clever way that you could do both. Like, get it laminated and then hang it from a string, and then you could just sort of spin it around, and then you get, like, both.
Yeah, or just, you know, hang it up with top notch. Facing the world, which is the right choice.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not good. The next care package, I'm going to do like a poster with you on one side, me on the other side. That'll really make people choose.
It seems unnecessary.
Yeah, probably. How about like one side is us as a metal band and the other side is us as a hip hop act?
All right.
How about that? Something like that. I don't know. Anyways, we're also available at prowrestlingtees.com/.
Goodness.
Going In Raw. We have a lot of great t-shirt designs. This is my Sonata shirt, but that's not ours.
I have my Balor Club shirt on today.
Balor Club is real. Anyways, what are we here talking about?
SmackDown. We had the second half of the Superstar Shakeup
last
night.
Holy crap, what a great SmackDown that was.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, not just in terms of the excitement of the Superstar Shakeup. Mm-hmm. There's some interesting storylines developing, granted. When you have all the excitement of last week, of course, post-Mania. This week, Superstar Shakeup.
Yeah.
It's easy to plant the seeds for interesting stories, so it's really going to be telling what they do next week, whether they follow through on any of this stuff. But right now, there's some interesting possibilities.
Yeah, I kind of just wonder if, and I'm hoping this is the case, that with SmackDown, before Mania, had really kind of exhausted, to a degree, its roster options.
Well, at least it got bogged down in what they were doing.
Yeah.
Like, they spent an eternity, it felt like, doing the whole Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Shane McMahon stuff.
Yeah.
And the payoff wasn't exactly...
No.
Great.
Yeah.
I mean, it got Daniel Bryan back in the ring, which is fantastic.
Put well, the aside. Doctors did that.
Yeah, I know, but in terms of the storyline,
yeah,
the storyline itself, the resolution of which was just they end up on Raw.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah. They ended up on the better show.
Yeah. Well, that remains to be seen.
They ended up on the marquee show. Put it that way. Sorry. But no, I say, you know, Raw's the marquee show. We'll say this in a nutshell. The Superstar Shakeup really benefited SmackDown Live.
I think it's the second year in the row we've said that, though.
Yeah.
I think we said the same thing last year.
Yeah. Well, it did. And last year kicked off pretty strong, I think.
Yeah, it did until right after SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it took a nosedive.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, it kicked off strong, and SmackDown did pretty well. The show...
They did a great job. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. They did a great job of addressing the weaknesses of SmackDown's roster, namely in the tag team division.
Yes.
The tag division went from a division of three teams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pretty much just three teams you need to take seriously. Yeah. And the Bludgeon Brothers. And now they've added two former championship caliber.
Without losing any of those three teams.
Yes. Tag teams in T-Bar and the Club.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge bump upwards for the SmackDown tag division. Anyways, I'm going to get into all the shakeup stuff right away. Although, we could.
Yeah, because a lot of stuff happened. I was actually proud of myself. I called a lot of these.
Yeah, you did a good job.
On the second round of predictions, I got 7, and then you got 4. We both did pretty good.
No, 4 out of 13 is horrible. It's not good.
Yeah, 7 out of 13 is more than half.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, 4 out of 13 is
so was that horrendous. Wait, so that, I didn't count. That was the number 13?
I'm just pulling the number out of my posterior. I don't remember exactly. I could pull it up. I'm not going to.
We'll see how predictive your posterior could have been.
All right.
That number could have been. AJ Styles came out.
Yeah, he didn't go anywhere.
No, he didn't go anywhere. He's not going anywhere.
No. He might be SmackDown Live for life.
Well, the more he says, you know, this is the house that AJ Styles.
I mean, he has shirts with that on there.
Yeah.
You can't. So you knew he was sort of like Rollins says Monday Night Rollins shirt. He's not going anywhere.
Well, yeah, but that's less. He doesn't say I built Monday Night Raw.
Although they said on commentary on Raw that Rollins really wanted to stay on Raw, and that's what AJ said last year. He really wanted to stay on SmackDown, and it happened.
Yeah.
I think if commentary says this person really wants to stay on the show, that happens.
Anyways, he had a bone to pick with Nakamura always touching his front area.
Yeah, not just touching it, hitting it.
Hitting his taint violently. Balls and shaft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, depending on his dickhead, depending on how his penis is.
But also, it's not just
positioned.
It's not just the front area. It's the entire groin leading back and potentially through
there's the
rear end because Nakamura delivered at least the last two times, I think. No, it was just last night. He did the low blow from behind.
So there was butthole.
So he got everything.
He hit the entire continent of junk.
Mm-hmm. He
on
hit it
AJ
all.
AJ Styles. He hit it all. Anyways.
I guess the previous two times it was just. Well, I guess even from the front, because when you go up
from
like
the front,
this.
You're going up like
yeah,
this.
He's going, yeah.
Yeah.
He's getting it all.
You're getting some forearm to the butthole there.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So anyways, he wants to confront Nakamura, says, get down to my ring.
Why is he Jeff Jarrett?
Hey, now. My name's AJ STYLEJJEFSSTNA. Said, get down to the ring. Instead, Aiden English just started singing.
Yeah.
Do you like when Aiden English does like singing and then he starts rapping?
I do.
Yeah, I kind of like that he added that too. Anyways, Rusev and Aiden English come out there. That sets up a match. AJ Styles says, fine, you want to run your mouth? Come on down here, then, slap nuts.
Yeah, he just wanted to wrestle somebody.
And I'll take guitar and I'll beat you over the head because my name is AJ Styles.
He just wanted to wrestle somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
So the match started. It wasn't much of a match. Maybe like 45 seconds into
Very
it.
Very quickly, AJ Styles
AJ gets Rusev in the calf crusher. Yeah. Aiden English comes in and breaks it up. So AJ wins by DQ. Rusev and Aiden English start beating up on AJ. Daniel Bryan runs in, makes the save. Fends off Rusev Day. Next, we go backstage with Shane. Paige walks in. They start talking about superstar shakeup. She says,
Shane's very, well, number one.
I made
Shane
a lot of great
very,
moves.
He's very, you know, effusive, saying, hey, you know, you're doing a good job here. Another great, oh, wait, did they set that main event? No, she set the
she
main,
set
main
event.
Event
and
point,
she also
yeah.
said, I got a lot of great moves to announce tonight.
Yeah.
And she was right.
Man, she killed it.
Yeah.
You know, assuming this is like, that's real.
Yeah.
You know, kayfabe.
I mean, kayfabe, she killed
kayfabe
it.
Kayfabe-wise, character-wise,
yeah, yeah, she did
killed
a fantastic
it, yeah.
job. Yeah.
And then they did like a Teddy Long thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where they both danced. She
said, walked out. Shane started doing the Teddy Long dance. She walked back in. Shane acted like he was embarrassed for being caught doing the Teddy Long dance.
Yeah, I know. Like the Teddy Long, it's not like he's, you know, sitting there, you know, squeezing it out. He was just doing the Teddy Long dance, which she had just done.
I know. What's embarrassing about it?
Right.
I don't know.
Because he's doing it by himself?
Maybe. There's
nothing embarrassing about doing it by yourself, people. Sometimes it can be very healthy doing that. It's a healthy way to relieve tension doing things by yourself.
All right.
When you get squirmish, man.
I'm not squirmish.
He's talking about dancing.
I know.
Or master. See, if I say that, I might get demonetized. I don't know. YouTube's so
you
weird
might.
These days.
We might.
Yeah, we might.
I
mean, exactly.
That's why I get slightly squirmish. Like, oh, man, you're costing us money, Steve.
What's a good euphemism for the M word?
I mean, there's plentiful.
Oh, man. Anyways.
Anyways, next, we had Shelton Benjamin. He came out, dropped a promo saying, you know, I posted on Twitter. You know, essentially.
This was so awkward.
I know.
He said, I said good things about Chad Gable.
Well, my Twitter was hacked.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, my Twitter was hacked. I don't have anything good to say. Here's the thing about Shelton Benjamin.
He comes off, I think he's like, at a certain point, you're just too old to act like you're a bad guy. It's kind of like AJ Styles. I wonder if just at a certain point, you're just, if you're just a nice guy, which Shelton Benjamin really kind of comes off as a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's got a really sweet face.
Yeah.
He's got a sweet way of talking. Whenever I see him on.
Well, I mean, that there's that back and forth on Twitter about whether, between us and someone else, whether he signed or didn't sign, and he said.
Yeah,
no.
That's right. Yeah.
At the point, hadn't signed yet.
Yeah.
And it was like a very informative. Like, he didn't have to do that.
Right.
And he did that.
Yeah, he did that.
Just to settle a minor Twitter argument.
Kind of interesting that all that time with Suzuki, he didn't pick up, like, how to really be a jerk. Because I'd figure that'd be a really easy thing to do.
You know, I hear Suzuki's, like, a really nice guy.
Oh, man, he probably is. But he plays a jerk really, really well.
Oh, I know. That's why he's the best.
Yeah. Anyways. So he was trying to be heel, but it's like, come on. Anyways. He says, I want some big competition.
Yeah, he asked Paige for some real competition, and apparently he was going to get some because he gently laid the microphone down the middle of the ring. cue up Randall Orton's music.
By the way, I can't wait. I can't wait because I saw it on Twitter. I haven't watched 205 Live yet. Can't wait to talk about the Buddy Murphy scandal.
Oh, I know. I saw that too.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Anyways, continuing.
Interesting angle. So Randall Orton starts his walk down to the ring. He stands there for a second, and his music ends, and so he's like, what the heck's going on? Cue up Jeff Hardy's music, new U.S. champion, new member of SmackDown Live TV. Jeff Hardy comes down. He walks down to the ring, passes by Randy Orton. Randy Orton looks mildly annoyed by it, but at the same time, he probably realizes, I don't have to wrestle all night. I can get back on my bus and head home to St. Louis right now.
He's probably thinking to himself, wait, my music hit. I walk down the ramp. I still get paid, right?
Yeah.
Like, I still get paid for the night, right?
There's like the threshold of where the ramp meets ring mat.
What
if you cross
you
that
paid?
Threshold, that's like you get your full pay, right? As if you were in the ring.
That bell doesn't have to ring, man. I just have to
cross
come
that
out.
Threshold right there.
That, I got dressed.
Once I go from the corrugated metal to ring mat, then I should be good.
Okay, so I don't know if anybody asked this on our page, in our questions. Kayfabe, what the hell happened there?
I have no idea. Was it a situation where Randy was or thought he was supposed to face Shelton Benjamin and Jeff Hardy said, uh-uh?
So we know, hold on a second. We know, thanks to 2K18, they're backstage brawling. There is a gorilla position with a whiteboard that has the matches on it, right? Whose name was scheduled for that match?
So I thought maybe Randy was coming out to do commentary or would hang out ringside or something, but he just teleported away.
Yeah.
Probably back to his bus.
Yeah, probably.
So that was confusing.
That was very confusing. I still feel like is Road Dogg just trying to mess it up? Because I feel like the Dolph Ziggler entrance thing, this was kind of similar to that. It's like, can you give us a little bit of kayfabe logic? Can you give us a little bit of actual, like, what is going on in this story when Randy Orton comes out and then all of a sudden Jeff Hardy's music comes
out? Like if Paige had come out, like they'd stared off Randy Orton and be like, what the heck's this all about? Paige came out and said, oh, sorry, Randy. Late breaking deal.
Yeah.
Jeff Hardy's here. Shelton won a real competition. So he's going to take on Jeff Hardy for the United States title here tonight.
One backstage segment or something. Yeah, exactly.
Just Paige coming down the ramp and talking like two sentences would have done the trick. Instead, we're just confused.
Yeah.
It's just weird. It's awkward.
Didn't make any sense.
Zero sense. Anyway, this match was really good.
No, this, Shelton Benjamin's really good. And Jeff Hardy, oddly, these guys, so somebody posted up on Twitter that these guys fought literally 10 years ago.
Yeah, for the same title.
For the same title.
Shelton was champion at the time.
Neither of them missed a beat. Neither of them missed a step. They're both the exact same. They both are, I mean, they're arguably better because they've just learned more, but they're still as athletic. It's crazy.
I know.
That they're literally the same people they were 10 years ago. Neither Shelton Benjamin nor Jeff Hardy seems to have aged.
I know.
Which is really weird for Jeff Hardy because in that 10 years, he's gone through that span of, the abuse stuff, the substance stuff.
I was thinking last night, remember that crazy bump he took, off the top of the cage and landed head first, whatever, on the steel steps in TNA?
Remember that? Yeah, I remember that.
Like all the crazy stuff he's done?
Yeah.
He's still out there wrestling and putting on good matches? It's insane.
It's absolutely crazy.
Anyways, of course, Jeff Hardy retains the title with the Twist of Fate and Swanton Bomb. Randy Orton, who is the number one contender for U.S. title. It would have made sense for him to stick around, maybe drop an RKO or something, but no, back to the bus, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he's on the bus, dude. He's in his tank. So are we going to get mid-card title switches at the Rumble, at the largest Rumble? Because I still maintain that Miz, unless they have world title plans for him, he's so linked to that IC title. This is the perfect opportunity for him to pick that up from Seth and then Jinder to pick that U.S. title back up from Jeff Hardy. I don't know that's going to happen. I'm skeptical that would happen.
Yeah, no, I kind of feel like they really showed their hand when it comes to the largest Rumble, because half the matches feel like talents switching brands. You know, you got Woken Matt and Bray taking on T-Bar.
Yeah.
I mean, Woken Matt and Bray Wyatt are winning those titles. So why bother going through the formality of having the match? We know who is going to win. So I feel about the Intercontinental title ladder match is half the competitors in there are over on SmackDown now.
Yeah.
And then at Backlash, we're going to get Roman versus Samoa Joe. Joe is on SmackDown now. We found out later. But then if you're having Joe not win that ladder match for the IC title at Largest Rumble and then having Roman beat him at Backlash, which is going to happen.
Yeah.
Then Joe is coming into SmackDown full-time with two losses under his belt. Not looking the best.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. I could see if they don't want... So I know they like Seth with the IC title. I know they like Jeff with the U.S. title. But there's a couple things at play here. Number one, the greatest or the largest Royal Rumble, you know, they might want to generate a lot of buzz for that. And title changes kind of do that, right? So I could see, number one, I could see Jinder picking up the U.S. title and taking it back to Raw, because you've already kind of shot him in the foot in his debut losing to Jeff Hardy.
I know.
That did create a lot of buzz. Having him take it back to Raw, I could see that creating a lot of buzz. Samoa Joe during his promo last night, not to skip ahead, but during his promo said, I'm going to pick up the IC title.
And then the Universal title.
And then the Universal title.
Bring it with me to SmackDown.
I could see half that happening if you really want to establish Samoa Joe, because you're absolutely right. Two losses is a lot. And then you can have the IC title on SmackDown where it belongs because The Miz is there.
Here's another issue, though, is that Randy's already been established as number one contender to the U.S. title. So I feel like U.S. title is going to stay on SmackDown.
Hold on a second. Randy's been established.
A couple weeks ago, he won that match.
Oh, come on. A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. No, last week.
Last week, he won. He's number one. Is he going to be fight? He's not fighting for it.
He's fighting for it at Backlash.
Oh,
I believe.
Oh, yeah, because I made a big stink about him and Jinder. No, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, that's even more of a reason to do it, to put it back on Jinder, so they can make good on their thing of saying...
No, but if Jinder's on Raw, then the U.S. title goes with him to Raw, and the Intercontinental title goes to SmackDown. Jinder's staying on Raw, though.
No, but they can still... No, I know. But here, listen. Jinder retains at Backlash against Randy Orton, so the U.S. title stays on Raw with him.
Okay.
I mean, it's a massive telegraph, but yeah, I could see that.
Yes. I just feel like, two pay-per-views, essentially, because Largest Rumble is essentially pay-per-view.
Yeah, sure.
Is a lot of programming to do where most of the matches, it seems a near certainty what the outcome is going to be. Because not only at Largest Rumble, you have the ladder match for the Continental title, but also at Backlash, you have Seth versus Miz. So there's two opportunities there for Miz to get that belt back.
Oh, you have Seth versus Miz. I still think, okay.
So it's possible.
I don't know. We'll have to draw a roadmap or something.
We gotta get the board out with the pictures, with the red string between
yeah, that'd
it all
be good.
To
that,
try
that
to
would
map
make
this
sense,
all
yeah.
out.
And then above it all, flat Earth.
Because either they're gonna just do the most obvious thing and have people retain the belts,
right?
Or they're gonna get really convoluted with people switching brands and switching belts and then switching the belts back to that other brand and stuff like that.
In the short term, yeah, but by the end of Backlash, it'll all be settled.
Oh, I know, but it's a lot going. There's a lot of moving parts going on.
No, I totally agree. I totally agree. All it would require is the mid-card titles to switch hands at the Greatest Rumble
and then Backlash.
And then, well, no, hold on. If you switch them both at the Greatest Rumble, and everybody who got them retains at Backlash. But that's not a lot of switches.
Well, or you could have Seth retain at Largest Rumble and then have him lose it to Miz at Backlash.
But here's the thing, though. I think you're absolutely right about some. I think it'd be folly not to have Samoa Joe pick up the IC title.
Oh, that'd be great.
Because, yeah, you'd be like, you know, he goes out there and claims, oh, I'm going to win the IC title. I'm going to win the Universal title. And then he does none of that.
I know.
Talk about shooting somebody in the foot.
Yeah, he's probably going to a program with Randy Orton, assuming Randy stays, because that's of the three people he named last night, and that's the only person not involved in something right now.
I could see Randy. I mean, Randy Orton, he got his Grand Slam thing. I could see him saying, you know what? The U.S. title isn't here anymore, but that one is. And I'd like to see that, Randy Orton versus Samoa Joe. Mm-hmm. I'd be cool with that. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be fun. Mm-hmm. Randy Orton would probably be jealous that Samoa Joe gets to do the fun stuff. But, you know, that's just Randy Orton for you. But no, I think there's a lot. I mean, here's the thing. You keep on saying the Greatest Rumble or the Largest Rumble. is fairly predictable. Let me ask you something. Brock Lesnar, is he a shoo-in to lose that title?
No, no, he's not going to get full confidence points from me.
Yeah, he's not going to get them from me either. which means it's unpredictable.
Well, I mean, I'd give Reigns maybe something within the top third.
Oh, yeah, hold on a second. I'm thinking about this now. What are you going to give the most confidence points to? Probably Thebar losing.
Yeah.
That's probably number
one.
Yeah,
that's a gimme.
That's a gimme. Are the SmackDown titles on the line?
Yeah, I think it's New Day versus Bludgeon Brothers, I believe.
It's probably still Bludgeon Brothers. Yeah. I'd probably give a couple confidence points, right, like quite a few of that.
No, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
I know, right? But no, you're right, because this is a lot to... While you do that, I'll go ahead and continue on. The Miz did an iPhone promo, so he didn't actually show up on SmackDown.
No, he was at home.
iPhone promo with his family. His family was in the promo with him. So what's his little daughter's name? What's that look
like? Monroe.
Monroe. So she made her debut.
Yeah.
And Maurice was on there.
Yeah.
This is my baby. Anyway,
it's like Miz about to cuss, and she stopped him.
He did. He said, the funny thing is he got the entire word ass out. And then she said, Miz, language of please. Our child is right here. Brain developing. And he said, sorry, honey. So is that just going to be Miz now just being dad in check from wife? Well, Lacey curses all the time for him. These days we check ourselves because she'll totally, like, she'll parrot us. But, like, early on, like, we didn't really care.
Oh, no.
Like, before they can even talk, they're not going to pick that stuff up. Once they start talking and they're able to...
You'd be surprised what they pick up, man.
Once they're able to parrot you, yeah. But, like...
All right, here's the announced card for 10 matches on Largest Rumble. Wow. So there's the largest Rumble match, Lesnar Reigns, ladder match for Intercontinental title, Rollins versus Balor versus Miz versus Joe, Styles versus Nakamura, Jeff Hardy versus Mahal.
Okay, wait, back up. Take it one by one. What's a lock?
Lock.
Styles Nakamura. That's as much of a lock. Is that more of a lock or less than a lock than Brock versus Roman?
I would.
Where are you going to put more confidence points on?
I kind of feel like this will be a wonky finish where Nakamura will low blow him again or something, and then they'll have another match, probably Backlash.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like they're gonna have to stretch. They're gonna stretch that out. Like John Cena versus Triple H. Triple H has to win that.
Well, it depends on how big Triple H thinks he is in the Middle
East. Also John Cena. That's kind of his thing now. Is he just loses all the time?
Yeah.
He's got the crisis of confidence thing. Oh no, the lock is Undertaker winning. That's number one lock. Sorry, Undertaker is going to dispatch a Rusev points in a matter of 2 minutes.
All right.
In that casket match.
Anyways, it was announced Absolution now on SmackDown. Prediction.
Yeah.
Right there.
I just thought it would be a good situation for them to stay on Raw to do that program with Ronda Rousey and Natalya. That would have been really good for them.
Yeah, maybe. I could see them turning Natalya heel sooner than later.
Yeah, no, that's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah. Next up, we had Jey Uso versus... Oh, and by the way, Natalya, I like that... If they do this, they're going to put Ronda into a thing with somebody entrenched on the main roster, not just like, you know, Stephanie, like a special guest or
something like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like Ronda's part of the roster, man.
Yeah.
She's doing, isn't she going to be on the European tour?
I think so, yeah.
It's awesome.
I know, it's great.
And she seems super excited about it all, you know? She was talking about her, in some interview, she's talking about how she feels blessed to have lost in the UFC because it brought her to the WWE.
I saw that too.
Jey Uso versus Dude Harper. This was kind of interesting. The Bludgeon Brothers just sort of destroyed both the Usos during the course of this.
Yeah, and at one point, Jimmy Uso picks up the hammer. Oh, sorry, Harper wins with a discus clothesline.
Mm-hmm,
he actually won the match.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Bludgeon Brothers are just beating the heck out of the Usos.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy tries to use the hammer, but then the Bludgeon Brothers turn the tables. And Bludgeon Brothers are taking on the Usos at Largest Rumble. Sorry, I said New Day. I was incorrect.
Oh, by the way, somebody mentioned that I was on my phone a lot the other day. It's because I'm looking at the show notes.
Yeah.
I don't have my computer right now.
Yeah.
Doing this thing right now.
We're actually getting internet installed today, so we have no internet right now.
Yay.
At our disposal. So
yay for us.
Tomorrow, for 205 Live NXT Recap, we should be streaming as usual.
Yeah.
Should be.
You know, is this wood? Looks like it.
Yeah, it's wood. Anyway, so Bludgeon Brothers, they start beating on the Usos. They get the hammers, preparing to attack Jimmy, who they toss into the ring steps. Down runs Naomi.
Screaming like in a horror movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do it.
And then the Bludgeon Brothers, they said, all right, not this time.
Not a great look for the Usos, having a wife come down and protecting you.
Or, I think it adds a different dimension to the story they're trying to tell.
Yeah, it adds some horror movie-esque. I mean, look, if you're going to go down the route of the Bludgeon Brothers, who are essentially horror movie villains.
Yes, go all in.
Go all in, I guess so.
Yes.
Do the Bludgeon Brothers have a compound that they can go to and they could do some pre-film stuff?
That's all you want, man.
House of Horrors 2.
That's all you want.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with mixing it up a little bit?
Well, if you start doing it all the time, it's not mixing it up. It's the norm.
Yeah, it's good. Should I start reviewing Crisly on the Friendoville channel?
If that's how you want to spend your time, feel free, man.
Kind of.
All right.
I'll be honest. A little bit. Anyways.
All right.
Moving on.
You might have the market cornered on the Crisly recaps.
You have to find... That's look, you want some advice for YouTube?
Yeah, find your niche.
Find a niche that hasn't been... You say niche. I say niche. Find a niche that hasn't been mined yet.
Yeah.
And mine it.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I don't know what the demand is for Crisly recaps,
huge.
But
huge.
There's only one way to find out, I suppose.
Listen to me. Huge.
If you say so. Anyway.
Sankara versus the debuting on SmackDown Samoa Joe.
Oh, it was great. It was a pretty huge surprise.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, I was not expecting it. We both poo-pooed. It was like, oh, he's got things wrong. It's not going to happen.
Because I thought he was advertised for like a string of house shows against Reigns. So maybe, you know, they'll announce him, have him on SmackDown TV, still wrestle some Raw live events. I don't know.
No. He made Sin Cara tap the hell out, though.
Oh, man, that spot where Sin Cara was doing that springboard move, yeah. And Joe just ran up on him and punched him in the back.
Oh, it was beautiful.
It was fantastic. Yeah, Joe's was the best. Great.
No, he is the best.
Drops a promo afterwards.
It was a great promo again.
He's the best.
Talked about, I'm going to pick up the Intercontinental Championship. Then I'm going to beat Roman Reigns, pick up the Universal Championship. I'm going to have all the titles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
It'd be great if they let him do it.
I like this a lot for Samoa Joe. There's a lot of big guys on. SmackDown needs a big guy.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
they
need a monster heel of their own.
They need a monster
especially
heel.
Since they just lost Baron Corbin.
And they just lost, exactly, Baron Corbin. So that's good.
And Joe's the best.
Next up, the most disappointing point of the night.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was bittersweet because we get a video package saying that Sanity is coming to SmackDown,
it's
which
not really
is
them.
Great.
It's not really Sanity.
But then, through this and in a graphic later on, we learn that it's not all of Sanity. It's three-fourths of Sanity. It's missing a very important aspect of
the
Sanity, which is...
The best member of Sanity, Nikki Cross. They're all great, though. They're all amazing. Here's my hope, and I've learned not to be too optimistic about stuff. I don't think they're going to like completely rebrand her or anything because she's so good the way she is. Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio today.
I heard about that too.
Speculated that because Shayna Baszler doesn't have a whole lot of real quality opponents, even though I kind of disagree with that. They probably just want to put off Kairi Sane for a bit because she's, you know, I think without argument, you know, if you take Nikki Cross out of the equation, Kairi Sane's the far and away the best thing they got going over there in terms of opponents for Shayna Baszler. Nikki Cross, I think Nikki Cross would be fantastic for Shayna Baszler, and that's something that I'd want to see.
Yeah.
And I think it's okay justifying this. Surprise, I mean, I'm surprised that Nikki Cross would be the person who's staying behind in NXT and not Killian Dane.
I know.
Although I guess there's only so much they can do with him, given that Lars Sullivan's taken over that monster
role.
Yeah,
they kind of occupy similar
they do.
Space. But here's another name that I didn't see brought by Meltzer for Shayna is Candice LeRae.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, she seems like the perfect person to perhaps take that belt off Shayna because she's, you know, she's kind of like in how they're packaged and they're... In-ring style, they're kind of diametrically opposed.
No,
in terms of the storyline, that would be great.
I think you're 100% correct. However, I don't want that right now.
No, not right now.
And I think Nikki Cross, because I don't think Nikki's going to take the title off of Shayna. I think that what they're probably going to do with Nikki Cross is, you know, Shayna's going to have to go through some... It'll be interesting to see Shayna Baszler, because what was the comment? It might have been... And I didn't look at this. I didn't notice this in the spoilers. But when Shayna Baszler did that promo and the TakeOver Fallout show, you know, this isn't about, oh, hey, your hair looks great and your makeup looks great and look at how you're dressed. Well, Nikki Cross is the antithesis of that statement.
Yeah.
And so if Shayna Baszler is out there in NXT expecting that's going to be her type of opponent, the person who cares more about hair and makeup than wrestling, which is a term she used, then that person is Nikki Cross, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I hope and I pray that they they have a reunion, you know, like Carmella never got to be with Enzo and Cass.
Yeah.
I really do want to see Nikki Cross with Sanity in a reunion role, you know, 3 months or after the next takeover or whatever. Yeah. That would be a shame if they didn't, because my God, she fits in perfectly with them. She's the heart and soul of that group. She really is.
Yeah. If you take Nikki Cross out of the NXT women's division, it's a pretty major hit.
Yeah. You're looking at the roster right now.
Yeah.
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 Because
I mean, there's a lot of really good talent there. There's just no one there as established as Nikki Cross.
Because I agree with you completely about Candice LeRae, but they really need to give that feud has to be massive and sprawling, and I feel like Shayna has to go through some people before she gets to Candice.
Shayna has to run roughshod over the division before that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be kind of interesting, though, when they get to the point of it being Kairi Sane or Candice LeRae, because they kind of check a few of the same boxes as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting. But, it's disappointing, but... You know, NXT is like my favorite show, and Nikki Cross is one of my favorites. She's probably my favorite. Well, her and Shayna kind of are both my favorites in the women's division. And so I won't be sad to see that feud if that's going to be the case.
Yeah. Next, we had a Daniel Bryan interview backstage, and Renee Young asked him, so why'd you come out and save AJ Styles?
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's all about respect. When he was trying to find a way to get back into the ring, he made a list of people he wanted to wrestle to motivate him. At the very top of that was AJ Styles, because... he is the best, as Daniel Bryan said. And so that's why he's partnering with AJ Styles. He turns around, and there's giant Cass
looming over. There's a big booby.
Yeah.
It's Cass's big tan booby with his thick nipple.
Yeah.
All just staring at Daniel Bryan's face.
And the camera, like, pans up.
And it's big Cass. Ends up being big
Cass.
Yeah,
yeah. He's, like, looking straight, so there's, like, a foot and a half difference between him
and
Daniel
Bryan.
He's
trying to figure out how to, like, look at things that are not at his eye level. Which is kind of interesting after all this time being like 7 feet. You didn't figure that already?
With Enzo, I know.
Especially with Enzo, exactly. And Carmella, they were dating or whatever.
Yeah.
And so he didn't. But it was just to emphasize, I'm a jerk and I'm tall, so I'm going to now look at you because you're short.
Yeah.
And in fact, he called him short guy or something like that.
Yeah.
Little man. So I don't know what he called him.
Something along those lines.
Anyways, he said, what did he say?
So it was more or less, this is what the deal is all about.
Oh, that's right. He said, so you're what the big deal's all about. Do you want a Cuban cigar? Because that's his new gimmick. Anyways, next up we had the Melibration.
I thought this was fantastic.
I love Carmella. I'm sorry. I love her. I don't care what people say. I love her. She's great. Anyway, she's in there and she basically just, they have a nice video package showing off her career basically. And she went in there and just did her heel thing. People started chanting, "You deserve it." She shut them down.
Yep.
And she had to shut the crowd down a couple times because people kind of like her.
She named her championship Cleopatra.
Yeah, that's right. That was good.
Frankie was the name of her briefcase,
I think so,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, and Cleopatra. So I love that. I think it's great.
Yeah, me too. Charlotte came down.
Made an Ellsworth reference.
Yeah.
Said you would never have had that if it wasn't for your chinless friend. Yeah, so that was nice. I hate that they've kind of scrubbed him from history a little bit. I don't like that.
I know. And then the Iconics come down the ring as well.
They start running down Charlotte. And
Billy
Kay is great. Billy Kay, I love Peyton. I say this a million times. I've said it a million times. But Billy Kay's, it's so counter to like how she looks. And that's what makes it so effective. It's like, because she's very glamorous and chic looking, if you will, you know? But then she like contorts her face for her comedic bits.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. It's so good. It's so damn funny.
And Peyton Royce talking trash to Charlotte's fantastic.
Oh, that's great. That's so great.
So anyways, there's a huge brawl that breaks out between
Charlotte.
And the Iconics. Becky Lynch runs out to make the save. Good commercial comeback. We get Charlotte versus Billie Kay. They gave this match a lot of time.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. No, it was good. Because Billie Kay's a good wrestler.
Yeah. It's a good showing for Billie Kay. Ultimately, she tapped out to the figure eight. And then afterwards, Carmella attacks Charlotte with the title. The Iconics get in the ring, beat up Becky Lynch. And Asuka.
Whoa.
Comes. There's one I got right.
There's one.
Comes down the ring, makes the save.
Mm-hmm.
So Asuka's now on SmackDown Live.
And it looks like they're doing the thing where it's like, hey, we're a bunch of alphas. You know, we're a bunch of.
But we're friends, too.
But we're friends.
Yeah.
We're friends.
Yeah.
So, no, that was cool. It was an awesome. There's a great picture Charlotte posted up on Twitter of the three of them backstage. And they just look like a million bucks.
Yep.
I just, I'm really hoping that Becky Lynch doesn't get lost in the shuffle.
Well, she's turned
so
heel.
Great. She's so great. I don't know if I want to see her turn heel, though.
Here,
although, I guess she'd be top dog, like, in terms of, like, I know Carmella's up there, but, yeah, she would have
Carmella's to. Reaction to Asuka's music hitting was great.
Yeah.
She looked like she about pooped her pants.
Pooped her pants.
It was great.
Yeah. I think that division, I think both divisions now have so much great talent,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to need, I really, in a year, tell me they're not going to need a mid-card belt. If everything stays the same in terms of like
people. Cross-brand tag division.
Something.
Yep.
The North American Championship.
Next. Video package for The Club, Gallows, Anderson.
Yeah, man. They're coming.
Yep.
Clean slate.
Called that one, too.
Clean slate for The Club.
So yeah.
Good for them. And hopefully they'll put them with AJ again.
I know. Or at least do something with them.
Do something.
Just do something. They're good. Next, we got a T-Bar iPhone promo. Too many words, but the point is they're on SmackDown now.
Yeah, they're on SmackDown now.
Still too many words, though.
So that's good. Yeah, no. I
don't. None of the other iPhone promos had words, but this one had words.
Miz didn't have any words.
No.
You're right. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't think the Almas and Zelina Vega one had words either. No, it didn't.
No, it didn't. No.
Anyways, next, backstage, New Day. We're wandering through the corridor.
They were talking about the T-Bar iPhone promo.
Yeah.
And all Big E kept on saying, so the other two were like talking, and all I can, I was just paying attention to Big E. He just kept on saying, Sheamus sucks.
Yeah, that was great.
Sheamus sucks. Sheamus really does suck.
That's so good. Oh my gosh, he's the best. And then they run into R-Truth.
Yeah.
Another addition to SmackDown Live.
How old is R-Truth? He's super old.
I don't know. He's still hilarious.
He still looks amazing too.
Yeah, man.
I know. Anyways, then Ty Dillinger shows up and they pull sort of the Han Solo Lando Calrissian reunion.
Yeah.
Where they're like side eyeing each other and then hey, and then they do this like crazy
really slap. Intricate like so, salutation.
Right, exactly. This could be good news for Ty Dillinger if they're going to make him a tag team with R-Truth. I'd be down with that. Mm-hmm. I'd be fine with that. Mm-hmm. Some TV time right
yep,
there.
Exactly.
They're going to be jobbing out a lot, but that's okay. You can do that.
TV time.
They might get over like Slater and Rhino. You never know.
They could. After that, commentary does a rundown of people added to what?
Hold on. One last thing. I love the New Day are so great. Their chemistry
is
so great. When R-Truth, because he said, man, I'm so happy to be here with all you guys on Monday Night Raw. And they're like, no, it's Tuesday. This is SmackDown Live. And he said, oh, that's my bad. And he said, okay, I'll see you guys tomorrow night. And he walks away. And Ty Dillinger says, is he going to be okay? And they all say, no, he's not going to be okay. Not at all. No. It's the little things.
I know.
And the New Day always have the little things.
Oh, yeah. Next commentary.
Elidolo!
Hold on. You're getting ahead of yourself.
Elidolo!
It's great. Commentary is doing a recap of all the new additions to SmackDown, and then
champion.
Yeah, Tom Phillips says, "Oh, we got one late word, another addition." Cut to the title card saying Andrade Cien Almas. Great pop from the crowd.
Oh man,
he and Zelina Vega standing outside the Performance Center.
Man, SmackDown's chock full. And by the way, they had better because there is this risk. There is this risk. Might be face.
Oh, I hope not.
They just lost another NXT champion who was a heel NXT and a great one, and then came to SmackDown as a face. I could see him doing it again.
Oh, I hope not.
They just brought over The Miz. They brought over Samoa Joe. Who else is coming over?
And then you have Drew McIntyre, who was NXT champion as a face, brought over to Raw as a heel.
Yeah.
Gosh, I hope not.
Shelton Benjamin's a heel, and he's in the singles division now. Oh. Rusev could be either one. And then of course Shinsuke, who's like top heel, and Big Cass, he's a heel. They're heel heavy now.
Yeah, I know.
So
I'll keep him heel, man.
I know,
so good
dude,
as a heel.
I know. But we've never seen him and Zelina Vega. Well, yeah, we've never seen him and Zelina Vega together as a face team.
Yeah, I know.
But he is so good as a heel.
Yeah. I mean, his brief face run when he debuted was underwhelming, and then we turned heel. It was instantaneous. We're like, oh, okay, this is what he's about.
And a lot of it was because of her, was because of Zelina Vega.
Mm-hmm.
Zelina Vega.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean,
I hope not.
I hope not also, but at the same time, like, I don't want him to get, look, if it's a matter of him getting lost in the shuffle of heels and him standing out as a face, Well, you know.
So long as, well, I guess the most important thing is that there's something interesting going on with him as a character.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Heel or face. Preferably heel, but.
Because the same thing was true with Bobby Roode. Like, if they did something interesting with
him.
He could have worked as a face.
Like, if they'd done.
Hoping that happens on Raw.
I really wish they had done the thing where he was a heel in NXT, lost the belt, and was so devastated by it, he'd put on this facade of smiling baby face.
Yeah.
But, like, deep down,
yeah,
he was still heel NXT Bob Roode.
Yeah.
I thought that'd been really good.
Yeah, me too. I still like my idea of No Way Jose stomping puppies. Unless he has the party going. It's so wrong.
No, I know. That's good.
It's so wrong.
Finally, our main event.
I forgot to bring this up. People were like in the comments. It was funny. It's only in the YouTube comments this happened. They were saying, hey, Steve, so you think it's funny for Roman Reigns to fat shame Samoa Joe and not Alexa Bliss to fat shame Nia Jax? I'm like, yeah, because, you know, if you're living in a cave, you might not know this, but, you know, society has completely different rules when it comes to women and men, when it comes to fat shaming and, you know, body image. Completely different things. So yes, I do find it funny, and I'm okay doing that. Let's see here.
Next main event.
Yeah.
AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan teaming up against Rusev Day. AJ Styles took up most of the time in this match. They're, and rightly so, smartly so.
Yes.
Saving Daniel Bryan for the hot tag.
Yes. And once he hit that hot tag,
oh man.
Oh, everybody was treating his head like it was. Do you ever see that YouTube video of, it's like, I don't think it's QVC, but I think it might be one of those. No,
home shopping networks.
No. The one where they take old antique stuff.
Antique Roadshow.
And they value it.
Yeah, Antique Roadshow.
It's like that, but kind of different, right? And so it's like this dude, this older guy, who's holding an old like record, like an audio record, but it's a circular one, right?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's how they were first. Okay, yeah. So he's holding it, and the camera goes on a close-up. And the guy's hands are shaking. He's like, this is a one of a kind. It's from. And he says, oh, shit.
So Daniel Bryan's head is that record.
Daniel Bryan. Yeah. To complete the metaphor, Daniel Bryan's head is that record. Oh, my gosh. People are being so careful with it. And I love it. I think it's great.
Yes.
I think it's fantastic.
Yes.
And you mentioned this off camera. It still feels like he's
hesitant.
You know,
and I don't think it's necessarily just in terms of his actual in-ring wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just in terms, like when he was on the apron last night, I don't know, he didn't seem like he's projecting yet.
Mm, interesting.
Apart from little bits, like, you know, when he got fired up, he was shaking the ropes last night, that stuff. When he was on the apron, he seemed very reserved.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's going to take some time.
No, like, I know.
Yeah.
So anyways, Daniel Bryan gets in the ring. Starts laying into Rusev, hits him with a knee plus, getting ready for a yes lock, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Nakamura comes from behind, low blows AJ while he's standing on the apron.
Just the entire arm splits him in half.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan is distracted by that, turns around, Cass is in the ring, lays out Daniel Bryan with a massive boot to the head. Daniel Bryan, as soon as that leg goes up, he's doing this.
Yeah, he's like grabbing the boot and going...
Yeah.
Just that. Yeah. No, and the great thing is with the Shinsuke thing, it was such a great little moment. When he did that, the camera went, it was actually really good directing. The camera went on super close up on Shinsuke, and the look on his face was unlike anything I've seen for him in the WWE.
He's like nearly orgasmic.
I know, yes.
Enjoying what he's
euphoric.
Doing.
He is euphoric in doing
the
this.
Ramp, they do another close up, and he's, you know, like rolling his eyes in the back of the head. It's fantastic.
Oh, man. It's so great.
Speaking of that, he went up to the top of the ramp. Renee Young came out and tried to interview him, and again he did the I don't speak English thing.
Yeah, that was awesome. So no, it was a fantastic episode of SmackDown.
Yep.
There's so much that they can work with on SmackDown now. It seems
and
like
they're laying the groundwork. I mean, even just with Daniel Bryan, you have him during his interview saying he wants that match with AJ. You know, there's the match against The Miz that's going to happen.
Yeah,
you have Cass, who could be laying out Daniel Bryan, I thought last night, at the behest of The Miz, potentially.
Could be, yeah.
Or did he just do it to make his own, make a name for himself?
That's the kind of thing that we were talking about when it came to, you know, Miz versus Daniel Bryan. They're not going to do that immediately.
No, they're going to make
the
wait.
Yeah,
for that.
There's going to be a story behind it.
And then you know that Daniel Bryan wants to have his match against Nakamura.
Uh-huh.
And they've managed to lay the groundwork already for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's four matches right there. Just with Daniel Bryan, they've laid the groundwork is laid. Or it's beginning to be laid right now.
Didn't Samoa Joe also mention Daniel Bryan?
He mentioned Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, and Randy Orton in his promo. The three people that he wanted to beat.
Yeah.
And with AJ, you have Nakamura, you have Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Now with Samoa Joe there, There's the idea of revisiting that rivalry from TNA.
Right.
There's just a lot to work with there.
Yeah.
And if they did, if they could do what they did before, which is really do a good job of interweaving all these various narratives, it could really make SmackDown top show.
Yeah.
The talent's there. It's just if creative has to follow through on it.
The talent is absolutely there. Could you imagine if they, I mean, even stuff like Thibar, like Cesaro now has a sea of potential dream match scenarios if they decided to break them up, or even if they put them in a program with, you know, let's say AJ and Daniel Bryan became, a short-lived tag team. You know, you can get AJ Styles versus Cesaro or Daniel Bryan versus Cesaro. Mm-hmm. That'd be fantastic. Mm-hmm.
You want to answer some questions?
Yeah. So here's the thing. For Countout this weekend, we're doing winners and losers for the Superstar Shakeup.
Yes.
So some of these questions we're probably not going to answer because we're going to be answering them then. Like, for example, the top-notch super beast. It doesn't say his name right here. Is it Slow Wolf?
Yeah.
Okay. Which show came out ahead in the Superstar Shakeup? I guess we can kind of answer that one here. SmackDown.
Yeah, SmackDown. I mean, they
got Almas.
They got Almas.
Samoa Joe.
Except for Mahal, Owens, and Zayn, and Bob Roode, I guess. They shipped pretty much their entire mid-card over to Raw, and in return got Miz, Samoa Joe, Asuka, Jeff Hardy, and, like, really filled out their tag division. So, yeah.
But the only people I'm really excited about on Raw in terms of who went over, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, Drew McIntyre, maybe Bobby Roode. But even that's kind of like,
they got to do something with him, though.
But otherwise, yeah, I'm not really excited about, Jinder. Look, we both like Jinder, but he doesn't exactly make me excited.
Yeah. You know? Haven Elric, with so many wrestlers in each brand going to the opposite show, doesn't it just end up feeling like the same show they just left? Not really, because they keep kind of the core of each show intact. Like on Raw, you have Roman, Braun, Seth, Finn. And on SmackDown and in the women's division, you have Sasha, Bayley, and now Ronda. Whereas on SmackDown, you have AJ, you have Daniel Bryan now, you have Nakamura, and then you have Charlotte and Becky Lynch. You know, that's your core. And the New Day and Usos, that's a huge part of SmackDown's core. And then you're just adding pieces to supplement that core. In the process, you're creating a whole new dynamic between all those talents. And creating new matches, new storyline potentials.
Well, not only have they done that, they've done... No, so number one, you've mentioned this a couple of times. Daniel Bryan is a new addition.
Yeah.
Shinsuke Nakamura, by virtue of a massive change in his character, is a new addition. Mm-hmm. Something we haven't seen before. I actually, like, this shakeup, I've actually been really impressed about, because they've taken, like, half the roster from each of the rosters.
Yeah.
And switched them up. So then you have, like you said, brand new pairings.
Yeah.
And then we've seen some character shifts along the way.
Yeah.
Which then offers up a whole new slate of pairings.
See, a lot of these are not a lot, but a couple of these additions to Raw just feel like feuds down the line for Roman. Jinder. I can see a Roman feud. I can see Roman Kevin Owens. I can see Roman, definitely going to see Roman Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
When Roman gets that belt.
Yeah.
That's definitely going to happen. So a lot of these heels go into Raw. I feel like a just a direct response to have it for someone or people to feud with Roman once he actually finally wins that belt.
Yeah.
Ooh,
good question here. Big Joe Shea. Well. Big Joe Shea. Out of these two options, I feel like this is a Matt Chat question. Which one main events this year's SummerSlam, and which one is a main event at Mania 35? A heel WWE champion Nakamura versus Styles, or Styles versus Daniel Bryan? Which would you put at SummerSlam? Which would you put at Mania?
Right now, I feel like WWE would do Styles Nakamura at SummerSlam and Styles Daniel Bryan at Mania.
Yeah, I agree with that. Styles versus Daniel Bryan, though, that would probably occupy the same, maybe a couple notches up on Nakamura Styles from this year's WrestleMania. I do think that a heel Nakamura completely changes the game, though.
Oh, I know.
People seem to be into it.
I agree. Just speaking from WWE's perspective.
Yeah. People seem to be into it.
Michael Berry, he said he stopped watching WWE right before Daniel Bryan rose to fame and came back to watching after he retired. What three matches should I find that would explain the essence of Daniel Bryan? Haven Elric has some suggestions here. Daniel Bryan versus John Cena at SummerSlam 2013. Great answer. Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton versus Batista at WrestleMania 30. Also great answer. And then Daniel Bryan versus Bray Wyatt at Rumble 2015. A good answer as well. His title or champ versus champ match against CM Punk. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think it was just on, I think they had a couple. I think there's one on Raw, wasn't there?
It was on Raw.
Yeah, it was on Raw.
Yeah, that was on Raw, yeah.
Yeah, that one's really good.
Yeah.
That's the first one other than the three mentioned by Haven Ulrich that come to mind.
Did you mention the SummerSlam Cena one?
Okay, yeah, that's the first one on there, yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah, that's a great match. God, that whole storyline was great.
Yeah, it was. Adam Mayhem, what's the kayfabe reason for Paige and Shane to trade Jinder and the U.S. title to Raw for Jeff Hardy, who wasn't a champion at the time? What if the trade included that match for the opportunity?
It could be.
For Jeff Hardy to pick it up with the confidence that he would.
Or trade was made knowing that Miz has two shots in the Intercontinental title,
mm-hmm.
and they were confident that he would win it back.
Yep.
I'm not Baron Corbin.
I'm not.
Hogan, The Rock, and John Cena are the only wrestlers to host Saturday Night Live so far. If SNL asked WWE to pick a member of the current roster to host the show the night before SummerSlam.
New Day. It is definitely a New Day.
New Day. 100% New Day. Agreed. Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. Gosh, I hope they do that.
Daniel Bryan would be good, though.
Yeah. He also mentions Braun. Braun would be good.
Yeah, Braun would be good. DJ CES. With Gable and Jordan now both on Raw, could we see them reunite?
I hope they have a feud. Those matches would be great.
Yeah, me too. Gable very specifically in a follow-up video said, and granted this could change, obviously, that he wants to embark on a singles career. Who knows if that's going to be the case, but I'll take him at face value.
Yes. Regular Trevor, he wants Nakamura, Joe, and Almas to form a stable right now. Chaos 2.0. What if they had Nakamura take over the lead of Sanity? Because they said chaos is coming.
I'm not huge on that. I would prefer that to be Bray Wyatt.
Mr. Sinister, am I the only one who was wishing Bludgeon Brothers stay on SmackDown but have their hammers drafted to Raw?
That'd be good, yeah.
That'd be good. Good.
I like that. What other inanimate objects could be drafted? Pancakes go to Raw.
Well, that'd be a bummer.
New Day stays on SmackDown.
What about Bootios?
They stay with New Day.
No, Bootios drafted to Raw.
Oh, Bootios also, yeah.
Cementing pancake as top food item for the New Day.
Oh, I like that. That's good. Okay. Who would then take up the mantle of Bootios? Mojo Rawley would then have Bootios.
Okay. Nemo, how much did they mess up? Now, currently, they have Miz and the IC belt on different shows. Book them back together. Steve did earlier. They have two opportunities to put that belt back on Miz. They have Largest Rumble and Backlash.
Mm-hmm.
El Pupacabra, if you could only have one dream match with Daniel Bryan and one SmackDown Live roster member, who would it be? It'd be Nakamura, because it's never happened. It'd be Daniel Bryan and Nakamura. Never seen it. Brian Danielson.
And they both really want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Nakamura stated that's one of the reasons he came to WWE with that match with Daniel Bryan. I mean, Brian Danielson and AJ Styles have had matches before. It's happened. Bradley Yesco. Hey, friendos. With the shakeup now underway, what new factions would you like to see created from it?
Chaos 2.0.
Yeah.
Did you appreciate all the members of Chaos this morning responding to WWE's Sanity video?
That was great.
What are you talking about? We're in Japan. I like this question. Booby booby boom boom. With SmackDown, with the Superstar Shakeup said and done, who are the new SmackDown 6?
AJ.
AJ, Daniel Bryan, Nakamura, Samoa Joe,
Asuka, Charlotte.
Asuka and Charlotte. Okay.
Fingers got caught in my keys.
I know back then was not a great time. Yeah, okay. I guess that makes sense. I was going to say,
Can we get the New Day in there, too? Maybe the SmackDown 9.
Well, yeah. So if you want one representative from each of the other divisions, then it'd be Charlotte and the New Day.
Yeah.
That's what it'd be.
King of Hostile, Joshua the Dynamic Knight Martinez, seeing almost WWE champion in the next year or two? Maybe two.
Oh, wait, what?
Almost
WWE champion?
Yeah.
No. I would love for it to happen. Trust me, I would love for it to happen. I would love for it to happen like tomorrow, but Probably more likely IC champion if they do the switcheroo.
Yeah. Colin, Raw is so stacked with talent. SmackDown Live still managed to become even more stacked than Raw. With how much talent WWE has now, do you think there will ever be a time where they no longer have jobber talent on the main roster, or is that something that will always be in WWE's DNA?
I would appreciate. So here's the thing. I would love to get rid of. And okay, so like technically, it would necessitate like total 50-50 booking.
Mm-hmm. But if you have decent storylines,
that's exactly the point. If you have decent storylines, like in New Japan, one of the great things is you never know. You really don't. I mean, you can kind of tell who's going to win, who's going to lose, but it's easier to tell on WWE who's going to win and who's going to lose. If Ty Dillinger gets in there and doesn't get an entrance, he's probably going to lose,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know New Japan has their guys that fill that role, but I kind of feel like it's a bit more unpredictable in New Japan because the stories are so sprawling and so, you know, mm-hmm. they're creative.
Mm-hmm.
I could definitely see a time when the only jobbers we ever see are true local enhancement talent to get over the monsters or whatever.
Yeah. And then beyond that, it's just creative storytelling and, you know, I don't want to use the term 50-50 booking, but, you know, wins and losses can be more evenly distributed amongst everybody.
Yeah.
But as long as there's good creative behind it.
It won't matter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Starve Inc. Match you'd rather see AJ versus Shelton for the WWE title, or Gable versus Rollins for the Intercontinental title?
Ooh, I'd like to see that.
The latter?
Yeah, because that's a bit more unpredictable, because I don't think they'd ever put the big title on Shelton.
Yeah.
But they could put the IC title on Gable and see how it goes, especially if he's putting on fantastic matches.
Yeah. Richard Nason, which will we see first, a heel Nakamura as WWE champ or Daniel Bryan as WWE champ? Nakamura.
Oh, yeah, we might see that soon.
Yeah, I think they're going to wait on Daniel Bryan to make sure that he can stay
mm-hmm.
healthy.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how many matches they're going to, like, how long is it going to be for them to say, okay, 6 months?
Mania 35.
Yeah, next Mania, maybe.
Oh, this is interesting. Foxy the Foxy Fox. Good day, friendos. It's obvious that SmackDown Live got the short end of the shakeup, like always, but they got some good talent. My question is, will WWE ever allow SmackDown Live become better than Raw in terms of everything, or is Vince and company firmly making sure that SmackDown Live is the week of the two shows? Thanks, guys. Too sweet. Hearty handshake.
That's an interesting take on things.
Yeah, no, I thought SmackDown was upgraded tremendously.
Because if you just look at it side by side, like, okay, who's the best person Raw picked up?
Kevin Owens.
Yeah. So you got Kevin Owens, you got Samoa Joe. I'm trying to find the friggin'
Oh yeah, someone posted it.
Didn't
earlier.
You do one, or did somebody else?
No, it was up so in this question thread. Someone posted all the moves.
Oh, okay. But no, I mean, if you look at the, you know, well, shit, I lost it now. No, I definitely think SmackDown Live won. Oh, here we go. Okay, perfect, awesome. Who is this? Oh, Slow Wolf. Thank
yeah,
you, Slow
Wolf.
Wolf.
Yes.
Okay. So SmackDown got The Miz, Samoa Joe, Asuka, Jeff Hardy, The Bar, Almas, Sanity. A returning big cast, which is, you know, kind of a question mark. And the club is kind of a question mark. That's great names. And then look at what Raw got. So Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, that's good.
Yeah.
Jinder Mahal. We like Jinder, but come on.
Baron.
Baron. Drew McIntyre, which we like. But
then
they put him with Dolph.
In some weird storyline, yeah.
Like the Ascension, they're doing nothing.
As much as we like Breezango.
Sadly,
yeah,
they're
we
a comedic
love
act.
Yeah, but they're a comedy act, strictly a comedy act.
Mojo and Zack Ryder, for some reason, both went to Raw. Chad Gable got split up from his tag team, so he's a big unknown. We know he can put on good matches.
Yeah.
I mean, Bobby Roode was their main event guy. That was Bobby Roode, who was mm-hmm. just in the U.S. title scene. You mm-hmm. have Samoa Joe, who is at SummerSlam fighting for the Universal mm-hmm. title, and he's challenging Roman Reigns these days. That's
mm-hmm.
huge.
Mm-hmm.
The Miz is huge. Asuka's huge. Jeff Hardy's huge. The Bar is huge.
Yeah. No,
and
SmackDown.
You got Sanity.
SmackDown got the best of it. Breeze Mellon, hey friend, knows yesterday Steve said he didn't like the idea. Excuse me. I haven't had lunch yet. Steve said he didn't like the idea of Roman escaping the cage to win the title. What if Brock suplexed Roman into the cage, causing either the door to open or the wall to collapse, resulting in Roman winning?
That's even worse.
That's how Vince Russo became WCW champion. Goldberg speared him through the cage and Goldberg wasn't in the match.
That's kind of my point, is if Roman doesn't beat Brock,
yeah,
not merely, oh, did Roman won that by escaping Brock? No.
I mean, based on the rules of the match, that is beating somebody.
No, I understand that. I'm saying if Roman doesn't physically beat up Brock Lesnar for that Universal title, if he merely escapes his grasp, that's not legit. I mean, yeah, he'll win the title, but nobody will ever be able to say, hey, he pinned Brock Lesnar. He beat Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. Glorious Steve Klain. Hey, friendos, who has been the better manager for Rusev, Lana or Aiden English? I mean, he hasn't won anything with Aiden English yet, so you got to go with Lana.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Their dynamic when he first debuted and was first reigning U.S. champion it was great. So awesome.
It was great.
It's a huge mistake. It's a huge mistake to break them up.
I am bummed out. Number one, I have not seen Lana on TV.
No.
I would love to see them as a three-person faction because she was great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess, no, we saw him in the Mixed Match Challenge together.
Oh, yeah. But that's kind of not really canon, though.
Yeah, it's not canon. Doesn't matter. Anyways. Are we going to do trivia today?
It's right there. We could. Let's do one. Let's just do it between us, and then next week we'll do chat trivia. So, who sent these to us?
Ty. I think Ty Perez is his name. I think the last name is Perez. He's just on Ty. He's Ty on Twitter.
Okay.
I'll see if I can find his Twitter handle.
Okay.
Because this is a huge addition to,
it is.
To going
we have off. 500 new wrestling trivia questions. It's the What Culture... What Culture wrestling trivia game.
What Culture.
Oh, wow. It's brand new, too. Look at this.
Fresh.
This is great. Look at this. This is perfect. So we have...
At Incognito Tie sent us this.
No, I guess we can't do that. Let's hopefully have two stacks here, used and unused.
Mm-hmm.
But not going to happen.
So thanks, Ty.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm trying to open these.
You want help, friend?
No, this is tough
I
plastic.
I help you, friend.
This is good plastic. Quality packaging here. I'm sure this makes for some quality podcasting. Me trying to get a... Oh, see? Have one of these. I didn't notice it.
Ooh, very exciting.
Wrestling.
And wrestling.
Six questions.
Man, 6 questions in each card. Wow. All right. I'll go first. Championships. Which former baseball player was tombstoned by Kane?
Pete Rose. Dad,
yes, very good.
What is the home venue of Lucha Underground?
The home... Oh, the thing of the gods. Isn't it the temple of the gods?
It's just called the temple.
The temple.
It's just the temple.
Which wrestling magazine... Oh, with which wrestling... Oh, sorry, big events. With which wrestling magazine is Bill Apter most closely associated?
Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Very good.
How many holds did Chris Jericho claim himself to be the master of?
1,004.
Yeah, good job.
Who were the final four... I'm sorry, big events. Who
no,
are the
Superstar Bio.
Modern Era. Who are the Superstar Bio, Modern Era? Who were the final four participants... in the 2010 Royal Rumble. Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cena.
Okay.
Batista.
Good.
Jericho.
No.
Damn. Triple H.
No. Edge and Shawn Michaels were the damn. Other two. Good try. They got two out of the four.
Who did Ted DiBiase purchase at SummerSlam 1990?
Please don't tell me it was Virgil.
It was Sapphire.
We're going to leave that one alone.
Yeah.
Who were Hulk Hogan's teammates in the main event of the inaugural Survivor Series?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Are we supposed to be reading these in British accents?
No.
Because it's what culture?
Wow. That was 87. Beefcake.
No.
Oh. All right.
A brief period of time, Orndorff was
yeah,
face.
Yeah, I remember that.
Orndorff, Morocco.
All right.
Patera.
All right.
And Bam Bam Bigelow.
Oh, interesting.
Didn't know that one.
What was the main event of the first episode of Raw?
Oh, shoot. Oh, man. I think it was an underwhelming one.
I mean, that's right, but it's not an acceptable answer.
Yeah, I know. Was Luger in it?
No.
No, okay. What was it?
Undertaker versus Damian Demento.
Oh, man. Wow.
These are tough questions.
Good. Big events. Who was the first entrant into the first Royal Rumble pay-per-view match?
Oh, my God. In 88. Tito Santana.
Axe.
Which event holds the highest ever wrestling attendance?
Oh, which event?
Yeah.
Is that North Korea one?
I don't think it was in North Korea.
What was it?
WCW New Japan Collision in Korea.
I swear to God they did one in... Okay, all right.
I mean, I'm impressed you knew it was on the Korean Peninsula.
I swear that was in... Okay, never mind. Who was originally behind... Do I get that one?
Yeah, sure.
Who was originally behind the face paint of Demolition Smash?
Smash was originally Barry Darstow, wasn't it?
Randy Coley.
Oh. What words were emblazoned on the Ultimate Warrior's tights at WrestleMania 7?
Warrior?
Means much more than this.
It's weird. Hold on. Now I want to see, where was that North Korean, that WCW?
WCW New Japan Pro Wrestling Collision in Korea. That's what it was called. According to this card.
I was right. North Korea.
Oh, wow.
Because I think maybe the government bought it or something, you know? Yeah, day two, 190,000 claims.
Oh, my gosh.
The event was the first pay-per-view from a North American wrestling promotion to be held in North Korea. Holds a current record for the largest event.
That's crazy.
It is one of the few pay-per-view events not made available for streaming on the WWE Network. That'd be
what year was that?
That was 1995.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the main event?
Antonio Inoki beating Ric Flair.
Wow.
The Steiner brothers versus Hiroshi Hase and Kensuke Sasaki. Road Warrior Hawk beating Tadao Yasuda. Scott Norton versus Shinya Hashimoto. Bull Nakano and Akira Hokuto versus Manami Toyota and Mariko Yoshida. Masahiro Chono and Hiro Saito versus El Samurai and Tadao Yasuda, who fought later against Road Warrior Hawk.
Hmm.
Oh, that was day two. Anyway,
that's crazy.
Yeah. Anyways, look at me. I know my stuff.
Good job.
Anyways, that's it for the show. Thank you so much for watching.
Hilton, hit the music.
Hilton, can you please hit... Oh, crap. Hilton, find the damn music.
Oh, my gosh.
He never knows where the music is, and it's just honestly...
You never know where the music is.
It's just... It's gotten frustrating with him.
Do we need to find a new technical director?
Probably. JR outro music. Oh, here we go. I found it. I mean, Hilton found
it. You're just ruining kayfabe, man.
Sorry. Anyways, that's it for the show. Thanks so much for watching tonight. I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.